it surfaces very childish emotions. And then you have these deep house sounds, these subtle bassy notes that just add a haunting level of wrongness to it that works so well with the anime.
It really does. Somebody says, buy the Made in Abyss OST on vinyl. Joke's on you, I already fucking own it.
Of course you do! I'm not surprised.
I own the vinyl, and I also own both OSTs on CD.
Oh, nice.
It is great.
Nice.
I really, really hope season 2 of the anime happens one day soon. I think there's enough material for it. It'd be great.
Have you seen the movie?
No, I am waiting that for the right opportunity, because I have some friends who are into it, so I'm trying to watch them, or watch it with them.
I've not actually seen the movie either. I was supposed to this weekend.
Fucking COVID. Fuck COVID. COVID robbed me of my dream job. Or at least it delayed it severely.
Mm-hmm. Goddamn. I need to actually catch up on the manga. The last I read it was just when they entered the village. If you know, you know.
I know.
Yes. Thoughts on Bone Daddy.
Bone Daddy, the Lord of Dawn. So good. Fuck.
Absolutely. Like, such an amazing antagonist.
Kawaii desu ne. Oya.
Nanachi-chan.
Nanachi.
Oya, oya. God, he's such an amazing character. That's the thing, though. All the White Whistles are these larger-than-life monsters, essentially, that clawed their way to the way they are, and they're all just amazing. All in their own ways. It's just that they're that level above the rest. Like, morals, ethics, none of that really matters to them. They have their own sort of codes and...
Yeah, all the whistles are so, like, fucked in the head that, they're all entirely idiosyncratic and, like... Mm-hmm. Ridiculous, and they're all good. Rental mommy, $5. I will gladly pay.
Spoopy Ozen can be my mommy any day. Goddamn.
Spoopy Ozen. Ugh, the Katana Gatari character design that wandered out of her story.
That's why I love it so much. Goddamn. Katana Gatari. That's a 10 out of 10.
Yeah, it's so good.
My favorite of all time.
When the little sister was the one who was actually strong. That was some good
shit. Oh god, yes. That whole arc. Amazing. It's hard to believe that was White Fox. I remember when I first watched it, I was like, isn't this Shaft? It felt so Shaft because it's obviously it's Shinbo the writer, but goddamn.